As I walk into Sundance Books and Music, a quiet yet imposing century-old Victorian nestled within Midtown Reno, I first notice the high ceilings and corner desk typewriter.
And so what does your poem read here?
I think I put them in the right order. It's Be Silly, Be Kind, Be Honest.
That's Molly Albert, the production manager for Baobab Press. Today, she's also my tour guide.
So this is a room within a room that we're going to.
She then leads me upstairs to the expertly hidden office of Baobab Press, an open attic that echoes with every move. This is where I meet Christine Kelly, publisher and executive editor.
Can you just tell me a little bit about the press and how it started?
Well, it started, I think, about 10 years ago, and I think it was just sort of a natural evolution coming out of being in the book business and bookseller and book buyer and seeing so many books as they come across the desk and are on our shelves and kind of the bite of, gosh, can we do this, you know, or if I had had the opportunity to do this book, how would I have done it differently? And so that had been kind of brewing in the back of my mind. And then I had the opportunity to work with Guy Clifton, a local reporter, author, historian, and Jack Bacon, a local businessman. And so Jack and I did a book for Guy Clifton, and it's called Dempsey in Nevada. The whole thing from editing the manuscript to design of the book to picking the paper, the fabric for the spine. I mean, the whole nine yards of what goes into creating a physical book.
I know that you feel strongly about the physical book itself and that mm-hmm. experience. So can you just explain a little bit about worries or concerns you have with digitization of books moving forward?
I'm not particularly worried at all. And actually, I think it's a great tool to have books digitized. But that does not mean it's not an either or in my mind. And I certainly do not think that the physical book will ever go away, because I think there is an experience to the physical book that is unmatched. There is nothing that's going to replace that physical book.
So what is the main goal of the press, and what is it that you're hoping to contribute to the community or to literature as a whole?
Well, the main goal of the press is to have fun. Really, I mean, why do something if you're miserable, right? So we do it because we really enjoy it and we want to have fun doing it. It's just this great playground, this great sandbox to be in. What we would like to do is continue to add to the general, you know, this sounds very grandiose, but we hope that whatever we put out is an addition to. It's not just one more object out there, but it is an object with longevity, with content, with meat and potatoes, whether it be fiction or nonfiction. So we want to add something to the world that has value. And we certainly want to help sort of be a part of the literary scene this side of the divide. It's replete with creative people on all fronts that intersect in the world of language and books. So many people intersect to make a book, and there's a lot of them out here, and we want to be part of that exciting venture and really kind of say, hey, this side of the divide's not too shabby.
So Baobab Press is a pretty unique name. Is there a significance behind the name?
Well, I'm a fan of trees. And I'm a fan of The Little Prince, which the baobab tree plays an important role in. But very sentimentally and most importantly, it's my mother's initials.
So all of our books, you can find them throughout the store as well as just right here.
For the last decade, Baobab Press has published a variety of Western-inspired titles, including Dempsey in Nevada, Nevada Grown, and Basque Aspen Art of the Sierra Nevada. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.